It's time.
Now it is our job to report the news.
The
news
big-ass giant world news.
The revolution will be broadcast.
On the Billy Madison Show, number 5.
All right, are you suffering from what they call office ass?
Yes.
What is that?
That means that it's the rise of the flat ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's called office ass. When you're sitting in a chair all day,
yep.
And then people are developing what they call office ass. And a nutritionist is sounding the alarm of office ass as the flat derriere could pose serious medical issues. They're saying that, you know, the shapeless booties are extremely common due to sedentary lives, with many workers sitting uninterrupted for up to 9 hours a day.
Right.
And she claimed that big and bountiful butts are idolized in our culture, leading to anxiety for those who aren't blessed with that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but aren't they? They're only going to get worse, though, as technology, you know, really. I mean, they've taken out a lot of labor jobs.
Like, you got to stand. You got to get one. You know, if you don't want to have office ass, you got to get one of those desks, those standing desks.
Yeah, for sure.
This syndrome can cause stiffness, not only in your ass, but also in other parts of the body, causing chronic pain. Right. So, yeah, you can actually get flat ass from sitting on it too long.
I believe it. I mean, I was born with it, but I believe that you can easily get it.
I thought, you know, no, that's all natural. Right there.
Oh, yeah, flat I was ass born like natural. This. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Lady Gaga over there. We were born this
no,
way.
No, Lady Gaga has a big ass. Oh, I get what you're saying, born
she's
this way.
She's got a song. Yeah.
Lady Gaga's got a
giant
ass.
Giant World News, number 4.
I don't know if she still does, but she did have
Well, she did. She did at one point. She did at one point.
Delta Airlines dress code explained as braless woman face being kicked off flight. So I guess they've had a problem with women, you know, going on airplanes without bras.
Yeah, I don't know how that's a problem. Well, like, leave them alone.
They say it's a little bit of a problem.
It's not.
And Delta's like, hey, you know.
It shouldn't be. I mean, I would, like, let's riot against airlines that are telling girls to wear a bra.
If we go commando, they can go braless.
I don't care if their nips are showing.
What?
That's up to them. That's up to them.
In the last few months, there have been several instances where women, I guess, were removed or almost removed from planes because they were not wearing a bra.
That's insane. Leave them alone.
No, they need to cover up.
What? No, you shut up. You don't mean that.
They should cover up.
He doesn't mean it.
What, Chris, is this?
Whatever happened to modesty?
Who cares?
Yeah, because it's colder up there, and they're showing more than they would down on the ground.
I don't care. That's their choice.
What?
That's their choice.
According to the rule with the airline, they can make a decision to remove a passenger for not wearing a bra.
You cannot tell them you have to wear underwear. You cannot tell them that. No.
Okay, just don't have the spookies out.
If they're in a skirt, should they wear? I don't know.
Just give them some duct tape.
Yeah, what? Okay.
Okay, that's better.
And put it over the areolas.
Listen, I'm going to give you some duct tape. Put it over your mouth.
We can't tell them to wear underwear, but we can tell them to wear duct tape.
Put this over your nipples.
I mean, if it's going to bother you that bad to see their areolas.
Come here.
He just wanted to be able
like
to
that
say
would
the
be
word
traumatic.
Areola.
Like, that would be traumatic.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just tape.
Okay.
Oh, okay, it's just tape. All right, can we put it over your
wrist? That's what he tells all his victims.
Yeah, it's just tape and rope.
What? Oh, yo, what are you crying about? It's just tape.
Yeah.
All right, Nard, we'll bring in some tape tomorrow.
No, my ex used to do that all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
Would do just, what?
Like, she would do that so she wouldn't nip out.
Yeah. Just I mean, that's something that they don't, you know, I doubt it was
she
duct
would
tape.
Put duct tape on
I
her
doubt
nipples?
It was duct tape.
It was some type of tape.
Yeah, it was some type of
they
tape.
Have
I doubt
like
it was
nipple
duct tape.
But I think, I don't think duct tape's that bad.
No, duct tape.
Big ass giant world news number 3.
Duct tape for everything.
A doctor shares cause of mysterious shooty butt pain that leaves patients in agony.
Huh.
So I guess this dude went viral and caused a mysterious of a shooty butt pain.
Of whatever that is. That sounds weird.
Ever experienced mysterious pain in your butt from no reason?
Huh.
You ever had that? Like it feels like a hot knife is stabbing your ass?
I can't think that I have.
No, stop looking at me.
Yeah, have you ever experienced that?
What? No.
Like a lightning bolt going
no,
through
No, not for
your,
no
your,
reason. There was a reason.
Your poop pipe?
Yeah. I know what the reason was.
Yeah, so they're saying that, you know, obviously you see a doctor, but they have some cures for that, if you will.
Big ass giant world news number 2.
And dudes that snore frequently more likely to experience issues during sex. So if you're somebody that snores a lot, there's a good chance you're going to suffer and have issues in the bedroom.
Okay.
I get Charlie horses, but that's about it.
Okay.
Big ass, giant world news number one.
And a Kentucky dad faked his own death to avoid paying more than $100,000 in child support. Oh, now faces a lengthy jail time.
Can't blame him for trying.
Nope. Oh, Nard, and eye syphilis is on the rise.
What oh, yeah, that? Nard.
Yeah, you know, your red eyes. Maybe that's what it is. Eye syphilis on the rise.